kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Limamput-anim na babae at siyam na batang napatay umano sa pamamagitan ng domestic violence ang inalayan ng bulaklak ng mga nagrarally sa iba't ibang estado at teritoryo ng Australia nitong Sabado at Linggo. Panawagan nila ang mas malakas na aksyon kontra sa karahasan. Isa sa mga nag-organisa ang grupong pinangungunahan ng mga kabataan, ang not-for-profit group na What Were You Wearing? Ang opisyal nito na si Taylor Creighton ay may dalawang pangunahing panukala sa mga mambabatas.
Our two demands for today is trauma-informed training for first responders, including the police and paramedics. We just think it's really important for the victims of sexual assault and domestic violence because they don't always present as victims. And in the system right now, they're getting more like re-traumatized by the treatment of police and of paramedics, first responders. Our second demand is more funding for grassroots organizations, including men's behavior change programs. Yeah, they're just not getting enough funding to be able to do any good in the community.
Noong Abril, isinagawa din ang kaparehong protesta ng parehong grupo kung saan umabot sa 100,000 katao ang dinala sa kalye ang kanilang hinaing. Nagbunso ng mga rally ng Emergency National Cabinet Meeting at kinilala ng gobyerno na mayroong krisis, pero tila patuloy pa rin tumataas ang bilang ng mga nasasawi dahil sa domestic violence. Ayon kay Taylor Creighton, dapat mabago pa lang mula sa mga salita o biro, gayon din ang pananahimik tuwing maririnig ito.
We just want to let everyone know that silence is violence. If you're staying quiet when your mates are making sexist, rapist jokes, it's not okay. You need to call them out. That's where it starts and it ends in 54 deaths. Like we've had 54 deaths so far this year and it's only July and that is ridiculous. Yeah. And that's not even including all of the sexual assaults. The violence, everything.
Noong 2023, sumampa sa 64 na kababaihan ang napaslang ng lalaki sa pamamagitan ng domestic violence. Ayon naman sa ibang lalaki, dapat mabago ang nakagawi ang asal ng mga kalalakihan.
I'm just sick of hearing about it every day, every week that a woman's been killed, a woman is in hospital because of a angry, violent man who can't control himself.
Yeah, I'd like to second that. For me, it's just this isn't just a woman's issue. Men need to show up. We're the ones who are committing these violent, horrible acts. So it's important for us to show up and show support and show other men that it's not okay to do this.
Ayon sa isang mga nagprotesta na si Rose Bradshaw, bilang nanay Anya, nais niyang masiguro na alam ng kanyang anak na hindi tama ang ganitong mga sitwasyon.
Even that I have a daughter, sorry, I'm getting emotional. and someone's dying every week and I want to raise my daughter to know that that's not okay and I want her to grow up with healthy relationships and know how to respect herself. So I just, it means a lot for me to bring her down and to expose her to this and to be around so many people that are marching for the same thing because I wanted to grow up and not be a statistic.
Dalawa sa limang babae ang nakakaranas ng gendered violence simula edad na 15 at 53% ng kababaihan naman ang makakaranas ng sexual harassment sa kanilang buhay. Tinatayang 97% ng mga kasong ito ay hindi naiiulat o walang nakakaalam. Ayon sa mga nag-organisa ng mga rally, ang mga kasalukuyang batas ay hindi sapat para protektahan ang mga biktima. Lalo mga naapektuhan ay kababaihan, bahagi ng LGBTQI community, disabled at indigenous people. Aminado sina Taylor Creighton at kapo-organizer na si Amelia Grace Wilson-Williams na malaking problema ang kakulangan ng pondo.
People aren't able to get the support they need or they are getting the support and it's ending too soon. So we really just need more funding in there to be able to have more wraparound care for victims.
For example, community legal centres are quite underfunded as well. So they're essential services that are able to assist women who have escaped domestic violence or are attempting to in getting like restraining orders against abusive partners. And those community services are essential to ensuring community safety. And in this past budget, there was not enough money given towards the community sector.
Dahil sa mga naging rally nitong unang mga buwan ng taon, inanunsyo ng federal na gobyerno ang bagong pondo na ilalagak para sa consent and respectful relationships education sa mga eskwelahan ng bansa. Pero may ilang nagsasabi na tila hindi kagyat ang aksyon sa seryosong problema na ito.
I don't think it's good enough. Like, not much is really happening. Like, one man got killed from a king hit and the whole law's changed. Where's the justice for women?
It's just getting appalling, the amount of people, the amount of women that are affected with domestic violence. It's got out of control. We need to do something about it.
Kung ikaw o may kakilala na nakakaranas o dumaranas ng domestic, family o sexual violence, tumawag sa 1-800-RESPECT o 1-800-737-732. Maaari ding mag-text sa 0458-737-732 o bisitahin ang www.100respect.org.au para sa online chat at iba pang impormasyon. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Sydney Lang at Georgia Maher para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.